The Gemara Masecht Soita Daf Chof Beis Amin Aleph teaches us Kibul Schar Mi'almana. The concept that one is Mekabel Schar, we learn from an Almana. The He Almana Da Beknishta B'Shivuvusa. There was an Almana who had a shul in her neighborhood. Kol Yoyma Hava Asya Matzl Be Medrash Rabbi Yochanan. Even though she had a shul in her neighborhood, she would go every day in Davin in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yochanan, which was further away from our home. Amalos Rabbi Yochanan said to her, Biti le Beis HaKnesa b'shvil v'seich, isn't loy Amra le, so she responded to Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe v'loy sheishli, don't I get schar psius, schar alicha, for walking to shul? Says the Gemara, we see that, so from here we see that you get schar for walking to shul that's further from your home. It's interesting to point out that the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, brings a machloikus of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan regarding the pasuk of Baruch Atah Be'ir. Rav explains that it's a special bracha that your home should be near a Beis HaKnesses. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the bracha is that a Beis HaKisei should be near your table. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan explain like Rav? Because Rabbi Yochanan, as we see in our Gemara, is actually of the opinion that the shul should not be so close to your home in order that you should get schar halicha. So we see that this issue of is there a point to walk further to shul is actually a machloikus of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Interesting to point out that this halacha is not quoted, not in the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tzadik, Orechayim, Sifkot Nechabeis, says, K'sheyesh bi'ir shtei batei knasas, when there is in a city two shuls, mitzvah leilich l'orchus shebehem, it's a mitzvah to go to the one that's further, mishum schar psius. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzadik, Sifkot Lamed Zayin, indeed quotes the opinion of the Magen Avraham. However, the Paiskim say that there are actually, that this is not necessarily a hard and fast rule. Because the Gra points out that the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Samech Hei Amud Aleph, Rashi Divrei Maskil Hodam Hedek, says that the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yochanan was near his home. And if we're learning now that Rabbi Yochanan is the man, the Omer, that learns that the concept of Schar Halicha, so why did he have his Beis Medrash next to his home? He should have his Beis Medrash a little further from his home in order to be Mekabel Schar Halicha. So he answers, the Gra says, then when it comes to davening, so you daven three times a day. You don't daven more than three times a day. So there's a point to daven not near your home in order to get Schar Halicha. But we know that a person has an obligation to learn Torah all the time. So if a person is going to spend time walking to the Beis HaMedrash, he's going to lose valuable time from learning. And a person is not obligated, a person who's going to learn is not obligated to give up from his learning time, to give up from his learning time for Schar Halicha. But of course, as we discuss this issue of Schar Halicha, the question that comes up most as we look into the Paiskim is the issue of Eimavir Malamitzvahs. If we're saying now that somebody is going to walk to shul, and by walking to shul he's going to get Tzchar Alicha, but he passes a shul, and why is there no issue of Eimavirin Alamitzvahs? So, there's an interesting tshuva, a very fundamental tshuva that discusses the shaila. And the shaila is a tshuva spetzel ha-chochma, simen chelik dalad, simen yutes. The way he discusses the shaila is with the following issue. He says there was a person that always davened in a certain shul that wasn't so close to his home, and therefore, obviously, had Tzchar Alicha, as we're learning, to go to shul. But now he moved, and the home that he lives in now is closer to the shul. And the question that he asks to the Betzel HaChochma is, should he continue davening in the shul where he always davened, even though now he won't have Tzchar Alicha, or should he look for a new shul in order to get Tzchar Halicha? So he brings a raya how important it is to have Tzchar Halicha. The Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, as we discussed a moment ago, is that Tzchar Halicha is so important, because he quotes a Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Beis HaMedrash is greater than a Beis HaKnesses. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that also lasois mi Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash. So we see from here this Amona that went to daven in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Yochanan still went to a place that is of lower Kedusha just to get Tzchar Pesiyos. And then the Betzel HaChochma goes into a discussion of what we are learning now, the issue of Eimavir Malamitzvahs. Why is there no issue of Eimavir Malamitzvahs when one goes to a shul that's further? So he says, where do we learn the din of Eimavir Malamitzvahs? We learn it from the mitzvah of Omer, where they cut the Omer in the closest spot to Yerushalayim that they could find. So he says, that isn't a raya. He says, because the Omer had to be cut specifically on the night of Pesach, the night before it was actually brought. So there wasn't a lot of time to cut the Omer. And there's also a mitzvah, he says, to bring the Omer in the morning as early as possible. So therefore, they cut the Omer from the closest spot possible. That doesn't mean that that's always the halacha. Furthermore, he says that there are opinions that say Eimavir Malamitzvahs means that when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, and you don't know which to do, so there aloch is, Eimavir Malamitzvahs tells you to pick the mitzvah that's closer. But when there's only one mitzvah in question, there's no point of Eimavir Malamitzvahs. Then he gives another reason why we shouldn't say here Eimavir Malamitzvahs. He says, we only say Eimavir Malamitzvahs where we could say it on a regular basis. In other words, he says the concept of Eimavir Malamitzvahs is used where on the Mizbeach certain Kabbanis are brought. And it's like the place on the Mizbeach where the Kabbanis should be brought is sometimes determined by the concept of Eimavir Malamitzvahs. But when we use the concept of Eimavir Malamitzvahs to identify such a spot, it's always going to be that the carbon is brought on that spot. However, he says, when we speak about a shul, we can't say that there's any one shul, and even to any one person, that shul will always be the closest to where the person is. Sometimes the person won't be closer to one shul. Sometimes the person is closer to this shul, and sometimes the person is closer to another shul. Sometimes this shul is closer for me, and another shul is closer for someone else. We only say Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs when we could apply the concept all of the time. When we can't apply the concept all of the time, we don't apply the concept of Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs. There's also a tshuva, and the Shailos of Tshuvas, Har Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Gimel, where he says that certainly there's a concept of Schar Halicha. He says, he bases this on a halacha that's taught us in Masechta Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Beis, says that one may now walk behind the shul at the time that the tzibur is davening. However, says Abaya, V'loy Amaron Ed Deloika B'nei K'nishta Achrita. If there's another shul, then you can walk behind the shul. People aren't going to say the reason you're not walking into the shul is because you're not participating in the tefillah of the shul. But if, says the Har Tzvi, that there's a din of Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs, so what's the difference if there's a further shul? Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs teaches us that you're not supposed to go to the further shul. Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs should teach us that you should go to the closest shul. So the fact that this is the halacha, and people won't accuse you of doing something wrong, because perhaps you walk into the further shul to fulfill the concept of Schar Halicha, is a raya that we apply the concept of Schar Halicha. Moreover, he says, the din of Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs is only when the mitzvah is right in front of you. Here, where the mitzvah is not right in front of you, where you're walking towards the mitzvahs, but you're not right now davening, we don't say the concept of Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs. And therefore, he says, we understand why we can't bring a raya from where we bring the carbon. Because when we're talking about bringing the carbon, that's the actual mitzvah. Here, this is not the actual mitzvah, and therefore, there is no concept of Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs. There's also a tshuva regarding this issue that I saw in the Shas of Tshuva Sichav Das from Rav Yosef Zatzal, Chelek Beis Simen Tes, where he also goes into the discussion, do we apply here the concept of Eim Mavirim al Mitzvahs? He says, and he quotes many of the points that we've mentioned in our shir. And he says that certainly, we don't apply over here the concept of Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs. He says, in general, and the Betzel HaChachma discusses this as well, we don't apply the concept of Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs when what is at stake is fulfilling the mitzvah in a better way. And he brings a Gevaldik Raya. He says, Yeshiva Bachrim go to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. There are yeshivas in Chutz La'aretz where they live. He says there have been situations, obviously, where Rabbonim have accepted positions in communities that, even though they were Rabbonim already in the community where they lived. And why don't we say Eim Avirim al Mitzvahs? So he says from here we see that when somebody has an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah in a better way, then we don't say Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. And therefore, a very strong consideration, he says, and I saw this from other Paiskim as well, the Betzel Chochma, the Chavadas, that if the shul where you're davening is maybe closer to your home, but that's the shul where you daven, where the Nusach, or the people who daven there, are people, or there's, I saw from the Beis Baruch on the Chaya Adam, there's a larger Tzibur, and we know when we speak about Tefillah B'Tzibur, there's a concept of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. I saw the Paiskim say that if there's a situation by davening by a shul that's further from your home, we spoke about it earlier in the shiur, it may distract you from your learning, or because you'll have to walk so far, you'll be tired and you won't be able to daven so well. Of course, or Rabbi Avadya Yosef in that tshuva says, if you'll have to walk in a place where you don't really want to walk, in all of those situations, the Paiskim say, we need not be concerned regarding the concept of Schar Alicha, and you should daven in the shul where you feel you could daven better.